Guys and Dolls is perhaps the ultimate all-American musical comedy. Originally opening on Broadway in 1950, it ran for 1,200 performances and won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Since then, it has been revived on Broadway 3 times. In 1955, a movie version starring Frank Sinatra as gambler Nathan Detroit and a singing-challenged Marlon Brando as Skye Masterson premiered. The story centers on the world of Prohibition-era New York City in the 1920s, created by short story writer Damon Runyon. Guys and Dolls has colorful characters and memorable music and songs, and BEAT, Bend Experimental Art Theater, is bringing the show to the stage of Summit High School this weekend with a cast of 23 young actors who have rehearsed for 10 weeks in order to ensure a top-notch production, under the watchful eye of director Mary Kilpatrick and ear of musical director Angelina Anello Denis. While every musical has its stars in lead roles, the secondary characters, the chorus and dancers, are just as important in making a musical great. At a recent rehearsal of Guys and Dolls, I had a chance to speak with 3 of these talented actors, Shade Streeter, Kiki Holiday, and Clara Williams. I started by asking Clara to tell me her version of the storyline.
Guy Masterson gets a bet that he can't take Sarah on a date. And guy gets girl, then breaks up with girl, and then he gets the girl back.
If he loses the bet, what's he have to do?
Pay $1,000 to Nathan Detroit.
So you have to come see the show to see if he wins or loses, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you play in the show?
Agatha, a mission doll. Agatha is just kind of a ditzy little girl that's always late to everything.
And the mission is, it's like the Salvation Army, right?
Yeah.
And you play an instrument?
I play the trumpet.
So have you done any shows before for BEAT?
Yeah, Cheaper by the Dozen. I played Ernestine.
This is your first musical?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy doing the musicals, or do you like the comedies, or do you just like being on stage?
I just like being on stage. This is my first musical with BEAT. It's just been a blast.
Shade plays Liverlips Louie, and he told me about his character.
He is a gambler, and at that time period, gambling was illegal, so he is very scared. He's always looking around for the cops, because if the cops catch him, he's going to go to jail, and he doesn't want that.
What songs do you sing in the show?
Guys and Dolls, one of them, Luck Be a Lady, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat.
Do you have a favorite?
Luck Be a Lady is really fun.
Do you guys do a lot of dancing as well as singing?
Yeah, we do a lot of dancing in all those numbers.
Is this your first show?
No, I've done, like, 13 or so shows, and with BEAT I've done like 7. I like the dancing and the singing. It's really fun. I think that people should definitely come to the show because it's a great family show.
Kiki's character, as with many others in Guys and Dolls, has a very unusual name.
I play Kix Malone, and I'm a hotbox girl.
Why is the character named Kix?
It's because one time when we were dancing, I accidentally kicked one of the girls, and that's what they just started calling me.
Is this your first show with BEAT?
Yes, it is. It's something I've always wanted to do. My voice teacher actually goaded me into doing it. The last play I was in was when I was 7 years old, and that was at Bend High. I was in The Sound of Music, and I was Gretel. It's really fun. Just dancing is a lot of fun, and singing, too. I enjoy singing and dancing.
Assistant director Betsy Overfelt told me how she got involved with BEAT and Guys and Dolls.
My daughter got me involved. We moved to Bend about 3.5 years ago, and she got involved in BEAT right off the bat. I just kind of started helping backstage, and eventually Mary asked me to be assistant director, and this is my 4th show being assistant director with Mary. And my daughter has now graduated, and she's in college now. I just love it so much that I'm doing it again.
She then shared with me the names of the actors playing the lead roles in this production, as well as why BEAT chose to do Guys and Dolls.
Nathan Detroit is Parker Daines. Skye Masterson is Michael Stumpfig, Sarah Brown is Danica Gollenbeck, and Adelaide is Bailey Olmstead. It has a message, and BEAT tries to pick shows with a message. I think the message is that Skye overcomes, that he doesn't want to commit to one female, that, you know, maybe he'd lose a part of himself, but he finds out that no, he doesn't. And in Sarah's situation, she thinks gamblers are bad, and she finds out that, you know, no, that's not right, that people do change and people are sincere. It's just a fun story. It's humorous, and there's a lot of fun dancing and singing. You will not be disappointed.
Guys and Dolls, an all-American musical that sounds like it is certain to delight Central Oregon audiences. Ticket and performance information can be found at beat.org. This is David Simpson reporting.
All kinds of rent for a flat, back to flat in the top.